Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the
Monday
edition of The Lost Podcast.
How's your migraine?
It's all right. It's not as bad as it was earlier today.
Cool.
But whatever that feedback was didn't help.
That was awful. I thought we outlawed torture.
Yeah. So how are you, Jack?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to have to carry the show, I guess, today.
Yeah, we're going to have to carry it today.
Since but I that's like, that's not different from the other 200 podcasts we've done.
So we have, this is because we're off this next week, right?
Right.
So this one's not going to have Next on Lost. We're going to save Next on Lost for next Monday's show.
Yes.
And then we're going to save Listener Through the Week for next Monday's show.
Right.
But we do have Lost interviews, some Lost Easter eggs to get back to. We also have, you said you have update of the contest?
Well, just the different how many episodes everyone's been in the dude count. The dude count has been changed from last week.
Oh, really? So how many times do you have to watch to get all the dudes?
I had to watch it twice. Well, three times now. I watched the episode three times to make sure I get the dudes correct.
The dudes correct.
Yeah.
All right. And then also we have some Lost tweet back. And it's been resounding. People are pretty solid on
tweet. I think that we're going to have to go with Lost tweet back.
Yes, but they want a song too. So I have to think.
Well, I've been telling you, you have to have a song.
But I think it'd just be sung the same way as Lost recap.
Oh, come on.
What? That's what we're expecting.
Really? They just want the same thing.
We have some phone calls and some emails to do as well today, too.
Yeah, Jack? 13 emails.
All right, so what do you say we get into Lost in Review first?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
God, that song is so annoying.
Now you see what everyone I've been saying for the longest time.
All right, so it's Lost in Review time. We got some Easter eggs look back on last week's show. Some like it Hoth, and some didn't like Hoth, surprisingly enough.
No, we have an email about that.
Are you going to get into that one?
Right.
Okay. But let's get into some of the Easter eggs from the episode. Remember back in the chalkboard room or this classroom, there was actually, if you look on... Roger's cleaning solutions.
Yes,
he has one that is has the Swan Station logo on it.
Really,
which is interesting because the Swan Station wasn't even built yet.
So what's up with that?
Which is doubly interesting because, well, the only Swan Station we have seen is like the logos from what Wyszynski's been drawing and on the patches and stuff like that. So
maybe it's a special solution they're going to be using. And that's what at the Swan Station.
That's what the Swan Station's for. It's testing cleaning solutions.
Exactly.
Or they make the cleaning solutions there.
And you have to clean it every 108 minutes.
But I'm going to side with prop air on that one. What do you think?
I'm saying there's a reason behind it.
There's a reason behind
There's a reason behind it. We just haven't figured it out yet.
All right. So the next one, since we're in the classroom, so let's go into that, is Jack had the Egyptian on the chalkboard. A lot of people were talking about this.
Right.
And as you can see, there's some hieroglyphs there. And it says Old Egyptian, 2600 BC to 2000 BC, and some other stuff like that. So, but if you look right here, is that an iPod? Is that a... hieroglyph for an iPod?
It does kind of look like an iPod.
So is that a shout out to us?
Yeah.
Since we have the iPod logo in
that's our all out to us. Just
next up is the book that Daddy Pierre Chang was reading to little baby Miles was Me and My Polar Bear.
Me and My Polar Bear.
So do you think it talks about polar bear poop?
It could be, yeah. Maybe that's where he got it from.
Next up is some of the numbers. Like we said, the number 4 shows up on the apartment where Kimberly.
Yes, Kimberly.
Or Kimberly's husband died.
Yeah.
Or she died anyway before.
And we like to say that we apologize for saying Elizabeth. Everyone was pretty cool about it, but one person. But anyway.
I don't know why I was thinking Elizabeth. That's so weird.
You know, it's funny, and I didn't write down the name, so I went with you.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought you down with me.
But you know what? They'll probably blame me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Let's see. Next up, remember we're talking about the Tommy Lasorda Sports Illustrated.
Right.
But it says after 23 years, a new boss in LA.
Oh, that's three. That's when he took over for what's his name? I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. They only had they had two managers for like 50 years.
What, like between Brooklyn Dodgers
Austin,
and LA Dodgers?
Austin, I can't remember the guy's name. I'm drawing a blank.
But
the,
yes,
the guy that took Lasorda took over for. I'm gonna get some hate mail. I can't remember the guy's name.
But still, I didn't even realize that the first time that there was actually numbers present on it. Also, the tape that Miles somehow could not erase,
yes,
was actually in section 4. So ooh, you can see 4 on the little the tape there and on the actual tape recorder.
Well, it's amazing they go to great length going back to the magazine that they had to, you know, get in that
That's
magazine.
That's pretty cool. I didn't
1977 after 23
yeah.
years.
Yeah, exactly. You said you had another number observation?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of emails on this, but on the rabbit that Miles pulls, the young Miles takes the key out from under, has an 8 on the ear.
Hmm.
Number 8.
So is that reference to Ben's rabbits? Because wasn't there a number 8 rabbit?
I think there was.
So, interesting enough.
And we got an email from George.
Okay.
He found a little Easter egg. The van that Miles checks out was number 8. There happens to be 16 total vans. Also, when Miles was returning the van keys before he hung up the keys in the 8th slot, there were exactly 8 keys, and there were 8 missing.
Woo!
So
a lot of numbers today.
Yeah, it is. We're numbered out.
Okay, so you watched it a couple more times. I've watched it one more time. So what did you think? Anything else that you kind of saw from seeing it a second time or third time?
I was thinking when...
besides the dudes.
The dudes. When Roger came in, you know, looking for, I thought a good line, you know, how we were saying, they didn't really handle that. Kate and Juliet didn't really have a plan up front.
Yeah.
I think Juliet could have said, hey, look, Roger, they not only did they take Ben, they took the eye chart. So maybe, they, you know, he goes, oh, yeah, they took the eye chart. Well, there must be something behind that. Don't you think that would have thrown him off?
We're all lost now.
Then I was trying to figure out the young football player, Russell Gray. I kept Googling, isn't it? But there was nothing there.
Uh-huh.
I think Felix told Miles a little more information than he told Naomi.
So what do you think that information was?
I think that it comes down to this email that I have over here.
Okay.
And keep talking because I don't have it in order.
All right, that's all right. So this is an email that you found relevant to the what Felix said.
What Felix said.
All right, I'm out of stalling speech.
You think I'd have it on top here?
Yeah, I know, seriously.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Got it.
All right.
The dead guy in the slab, Felix. This is from David. I wonder if that was the guy we see Widmore beating in the video a while back.
Ah.
So maybe that was what Miles, he was telling Miles was, you can't trust Widmore.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, if you watch the end of the scene with Miles and Naomi there, there's more going on there. He like stops himself.
Yeah.
So I think he's telling him a little, I think Felix told him a little more than Miles let on.
But all it took to, you know, get rid of those fears was $1.6 million.
Yeah, then I had the Matthew Fox joke, but you can see that on New Dia. I'll save that. Why are the guys that grabbed Miles have their face covered, but Bram didn't?
Well, his face is pretty ugly anyway, so I don't know if...
So you think that's what's behind it?
No. Some people didn't notice that he was the same guy that was with Alana. But that never didn't occur to me.
Yeah. And then Faraday is wearing a swan jumpsuit. With no tie. What does that mean?
It means it's going to be... I already said on the video podcast, so I'll say that for then, too.
Okay. That's all I got?
That's all you got?
That's all right. All I got?
So
I had more, but...
You had more?
More. It's on the new Dio one tomorrow, okay. So...
Well, today, actually.
Today, yes. They've already seen it.
Which I don't know if it'll get up, because I think Cliff's still a little hungover.
You have a headache today. Cliff had a headache yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm just rolling with the punches.
At least Cliff had got to have fun before his headache. I just got a headache.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you say we get into listener feedback?
I say we do it.
And then cap it off with some last tweet back.
Last tweet back.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. Listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls, emails, and tweets backs to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we get to a first set of calls?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andrew from Illinois. And I just wanted to talk about Jack a little bit. I feel like in your past couple episodes, you've been bashing him a little bit and making fun of him some. And first of all, I just want to point out like the huge character development he's gone through in this season. He's completely made the switch from that whole man of science thing to the man of faith thing. And I think that's really cool to see that other side of him. And I feel like you guys are kind of making fun of him for his inaction. Well, I agree that he hasn't been doing much this season, what with him just ignoring Ben. And I do feel like he hasn't been doing much, which I do think is a problem. But I think later on in this season, he's actually going to be confronted by maybe Locke, maybe Christian, I have no idea. And he's going to be told that even if he believes in all the powers of the island, he can't just believe in it and that's all he has to do. I think he needs to realize that he needs to work for this and he needs to start working for the island instead of just believing in it. So, I think he's going to be confronted by one of those two figures, and then they're going to set him on a mission, and I think he's going to be an integral part of the war for the island in Season 6. Thanks, love the show, and hope to hear from you soon. Hey, Jay and Jack. I called earlier today while I was in the middle of your guys' podcast to talk about what I thought Jack's purpose was going to be for the rest of the season. Then I finished out your podcast, and I heard Jack's crackpot theory was basically expanding on what I was saying. So, I was thinking that's kind of funny, and I think that just makes it more valid. I mean, if two people can think it a lot more than that can, and I think it sounds like a really great theory. And I didn't have the part about killing Ben. I couldn't think of a purpose when I was coming up with the theory, but when you came up with it, coming up with Ben, that's actually, I just want to say that that's probably your first crackpot theory that I have 100% agreed with, and I actually hope it comes true. Thanks, love the show.
Hey guys, this is Tim in Las Vegas. I have a few crackpot theories of my own regarding the show and these past few episodes. I think that Ben and the island are going to duke it out. I think there's going to be a little battle between the two. I see Ben becoming somewhat resentful towards the island, especially since the island brought John back to life, but didn't do the same for Alex, especially after what Ben did for Alex and saving her life. When we saw Ben in the temple with the smoke monster came to Ben in the form of Alex and had to threaten Ben to not touch Locke. I was really shocked by this because this whole time, I thought, and you could tell that the way Ben talked about the island, that the island was all-powerful. And the island has no reason to feel threatened by others. But when the island threatened him and told him not to touch Locke, that to me shows a sign of weakness, that the island actually fears what Ben can do. And Ben can do a lot of things. Let's face it, Ben is the best character on the show. Nobody likes him, but he's the best character. Everybody wishes they could be that manipulative and have that much control over others. I think the island knows this as well and actually fears him thwarting the island's plans. That's why I think that we're going to see a battle between the two, and Ben's going to become more and more resentful. And as for the war coming up, I believe that Ben's side will win. However, Ben will be an outcast, and he won't be able to take part in that victory. Anyways, that's my crackpot theory. Let me know what you think.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Coxie from Oklahoma. I believe that Bram is the one who talked Hurley into going back to the island, and whatever's in Hurley's guitar case has something to do with whatever is in Bram and Lana's metal crate. Anyway, keep the good work. See you guys later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So what do you think about? Bram is the one that talked Hurley and going back to the island.
I mean, we don't know why Hurley went back yet, and that kind of makes sense, but why would Hurley listen to Bram?
We don't know. Maybe he took his fish taco.
The same kind of thing he did to Miles and then
scared him into going. I don't see Hurley doing that, though.
Yeah.
We still don't know what's in the guitar case.
Exactly.
You think we'll find out this season?
Three
more episodes?
Yeah, I think so. But what was your theory about what was in the guitar case again?
Had something to do with the
Faraday, right?
Faraday, and also had some piece like a wall or some, like the mummy where you put the Indiana Jones where you put something in and it opens
key
up a wall.
Some kind.
Key of some kind. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what's inside, or maybe it's his famous garlic mayonnaise. What do you think?
I don't know, but all I know is they need to market some kind of Hurley's garlic mayonnaise. Maybe garlic mayo.
What's that guy? Billy Mays here.
Oh, yeah. Billy Mays here.
Garlic mayonnaise. Then we had Tim. That Ben and the island are going to duke it out. I could see that happening.
So is the island's right hand punches at a mountain?
A little tree falls on Ben. Well, it could be the smoke monster, too.
It could be.
But I like what he said, though, that, well, maybe that's why Jacob said to Locke, help me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, pointing out how
Because I can see where...
it being threatened by him killing Locke is interesting.
Where we had, where he said he was resentful because he brought back Locke, mm-hmm. but didn't bring Alex back
yeah.
to life.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
I can see that happening. And then we had Andrew who called twice. First, he was upset that we were making fun of Jack.
Uh-huh.
And then now he's happy that a crackpot theory I have, that he's finally, finally one of them, that he's 100% behind.
Oh,
I don't think we're making fun, because I think Jack's making a mistake if he goes all the way over to Man of Faith. You have to have some balance. You can't just be all man of faith, right? You have to believe in something, but you also have to have facts behind you to be a good leader. You have to have some balance.
Well, yeah, I mean, like anything, checks and balances right. makes things work. But yeah, he's finding himself right now, and he'll find himself.
Yeah, like I said, I have a new crackpot theory on Jack that I'll give at the end part of the show. And it's also on the new Dia vidcast.
Why don't we just say it for the new Dia vidcast then?
Well, I have an email here. Well, I'll read the email, then I'll say you can just go watch the New Dia thing. Mm-hmm. Not that I kept...
NewDia.tv, NUDIA.tv.
Even though I kept forgetting, I kept drawing a blank.
Oh, that was funny.
I just kept, I don't know, I was old. We have some emails here. We have Sherry. Love your podcast, very funny and entertaining. However, one thing is irking me.
Uh-oh.
The pronunciation of Anubis. It's not Anubis. The correct pronunciation is Anubis.
I thought it was like Anubis.
Anubis.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know. I can't. It's small print for me. Here, just pass it over to Jay. Got it? Grab it.
Anubis.
Anubis?
Like U-H. Anubis. Like new and then bus.
Well, I've been
Anubis.
They've been blasting Anubis. They've been blasting me, but I don't think I've ever said it. So, anyway. And this one's from... Carissa from Vancouver, go Canucks, go. Mm-hmm. No, sorry, go Canes. So I don't have any evidence supporting this theory. That doesn't, you know, you don't really need evidence. You can just throw a theory out there and you don't really need evidence. Anna and the crew are with Richard, and they all came from the Black Rock. They're not working with Widmore or Ben. They're a third group.
So Alana and?
Alana, okay. What did I say?
Anna,
where'd I get Anna at? I'm looking at
Lucia.
Anna Lucia. Alana and Richard. Are working well.
A lot of people are thinking that maybe the Alana and them are part of whatever Richard is.
Yeah, from the Black Rock. What do you think?
They're so weird. They're just so weird. And
Richard in a way is weird. Everyone else is walking around in the old burlap bags, and he's walking around in Jordache jeans.
But like Richard, he has like a cool guy about it. He has like a swagger, you know. He's like, I'm Richard. Alpert.
Yeah.
And there's a coolness about it, a calmness.
I like it shaken, not stirred.
But then Alana and Brahms are just kind of weird.
Well, they're
like the crazy Kool-Aid of...
Well, they're the grunts. They're the ones who do the work.
Yeah, I guess. But they're just kind of weird. And it's just me or Brahms' eyes. I don't know if I said this on the recap or not, but his eyes were freaking me out.
Well, that's what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, like those... Remember in... is it Jaws when he's talking about... The shark's eyes, it's like Darl's eyes.
Yeah.
They're all black.
They're dark.
Right.
There's nothing there.
But, so it freaks me out.
We had one from Andy. I am a fellow Jack Locke shampooer. Oh, I'm sorry, John Locke shampooer.
Okay.
Because there's Jack above it. Ooh, maybe I have a headache. My theory is the incident is Miles changing his own diaper. Seriously, as a result of Hurley's advice, Miles develops a relationship with his father, comes in contact with his 3-month-old self, and kaboom. Keep on rocking, brother. So, what do you? Could that be the incident?
No, I don't think so.
I think he's going to have. You think he's going to tell his dad that he is who he is?
Maybe, and maybe that's why he kicks baby Miles and the mom off.
I think that's what's going to happen. This is from Mark. Check this out. Season 5, Some Like It Hoth. Miles finds out the dead worker died from his feeling exploding out of his head.
Uh-huh.
Season 2, in the orientation, Jack tells Desmond that he believes the button is nothing but an experiment. Desmond replies with, I don't know about you, brother, but every time I walk past the concrete, my feeling hurts.
My feelings hurt.
So, what do you think? Was that planned from the start, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you think that's been all?
Well, actually, I don't think that's planned out, because then they can just go back, well, what'll kill him? I was like, oh, wait, his feeling pops out of his head, and that would reference back to when
we said
that. But
wouldn't you think
it'd
be cool
time?
If that's been planned from the start?
It would be cool, but I doubt that was planned from the start.
I'm going to say it was.
Okay.
I'm just in an agreeable mood today.
Because I know the creative process. We try to have a creative process, and sometimes things just work out that way.
And sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
This one's from The Walrus.
Goo-goo, ka-choo.
I was shocked to hear that you guys actually liked this episode. I was bored through the whole thing. I thought it was the worst episode ever. Not because of Miles. I like his story. but because the writers did what the writers did with Hurley. I thought they nailed it last week when they did with their Back to the Future reference about his hand disappearing. But enough with the blatant Star Wars references. Although it did, I did give me a crackpot theory. George Lucas is Jacob.
You know, but the thing is, though, is like the thing, like we've said before, Hurley is like the everyman, and people like us, like Jack and I, and a lot of people listen to the show, like we reference stuff that we know already. Like when we were talking about time travel, we're talking about, oh, well, Back to the Future, or Terminator, like the stuff that we know because, you know, we're media junkies, and this is like what we was like, oh, well, this is what happened Back to the Future, blah, blah, blah. So it makes more sense to us to relate it to a movie or something.
Well, I think we said in the 25 hour podcast, when we were talking to Jorge, we were talking about movies. I said, well, I reference all kinds of movies, you know, the one liners and the thing, all kinds
all
of
the
movies.
Time, yeah.
So, like you're saying, I do relate to Star Wars. I do relate to Back to the Future and all. Well, you said Jaws when you were talking about the eyes.
So, I mean, and it's a way that people use the things to explain things to people. And like how I've really liked Hurley's interpretation of Luke. He should have just sucked it up and we wouldn't have had to have a third movie and actually talk to his dad instead of like drawing sabers and cutting stuff up. I mean... And that's a fresh perspective on it the whole time. It's like, well, yeah, Luke has every right to be ticked off, you know, because Vader's his dad. What do you do? But still, it was a cool, fresh perspective. And it made sense to not only Miles, but to the viewer, because we understand that most of us have seen Empire Strikes Back and the Star Wars movies. So it makes sense to us in our minds, much like last week when they were talking about Back to the Future. It made sense to us. And we do that too in a natural everyday
setting. Like you said, Hurley is the everyday man.
Yeah,
he is the guy that was the average guy walking around. That's what how he thinks.
And even Faraday referenced a record player and it's skipping.
Right.
And Faraday's talk is usually miles above our heads.
Well, not me.
But so see, and that just, it's the contrast in characters. It made sense for Hurley to use Back to the Future and use Star Wars because he is there as the everyman. He is there as like the representation of us, the viewer watching this.
And then we also had a lot of emails. I didn't just pick one about not using the word that Hurley said. The D word. Now, it didn't offend me, but we have a lot of listeners who listen in their classroom and they listen, or taking their kids to school and stuff like that. So we try and keep it as PG as we can. Like I said, I wasn't offended by the word.
No, I mean, I'll be honest, I use that word.
Yeah, if you've listened to the Married Man podcast, you'll know that we have kind of gone, we go off on...
Yeah, and so we're not trying to be like stuck up or anything, or we don't approve cursing. It's like, but, and it's all in, there's appropriate times for it. And our shows listen to people that we even had, I think one time we accidentally put in a call that said the a word in it. And we had people calling, and like there was like priests from church that were upset because they're listening to it, and they were in like their church, and it was played out loud. So
we try and we're not perfect, but we try and stay one step ahead of the words and go like I said, it was gonna even be my name instead of polar bear poop. Nah, it probably won't be a good idea.
So it's just out of respect for people that have parents with kids and those sort of things, because we are listened to by those audiences.
And we're
not
trying to be the goody-goody podcast. No, it's just what we've how we've been rolling for 5 years, so we're just not going to use it. Like I said, I didn't bother me when I was watching. I said,
no, not at all.
I can't believe they said that, or they let Hurley say that.
But for the parents or for the teachers that listen to it in class with young students, we're just doing it so they don't have to worry about
having a hand on my kid today was listening to some podcast and
heard this word. Yeah.
And we don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Exactly. So
that's why we didn't do it.
Exactly. Then. Not that we have anything against the word.
Yeah. I like the word.
I use it every day.
In fact, I even listen to Ryan and Jen. They used the word.
Yeah.
So I'm not listening to them anymore. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, all right. So, do you want to get the next last set of calls here?
Last set of calls.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Mike from Savannah, Georgia. Hey, love the show, but come on, guys. Couldn't you give a little spoiler alert? I mean, I was going to sit down and watch all six Star Wars this weekend. Buddy of mine been bugging me to watch these things, and now you just gave the whole series away. I appreciate it, man. But y'all take care. Enjoy the show. See ya.
Jay and Jack, this is David in Atlanta. These last couple of episodes have left me with a lot of questions. One, I think Alana is part of a third group. I don't think she's either with Whitmore or with Ben. which would, and I also think that the plane at the bottom of the ocean was done by this third group, which is why Whitmore and Ben both kind of each thought that the other side had done it. Let's see, what else? I think also the Dharma Initiative was the ones that always used the little code names, like, what did one snowman say to the other snowman? So that's another reason why I think this might be the Dharma guys coming back. Anyway, love the podcast, and keep it up. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Matt from Rochester. I'm rewatching Lost, and I'm watching the scene where Miles goes to see his mother, who's older and sick, and he asks her, you know, where his father is, and she says that he is dead. So the only way she would know that he died, which if we assume that he was part of the Purge, is if somebody specifically from the Others had contacted her. So I don't know if she at some point became an Other or if she has some connection to Ben or something else connected to the island. I don't know, maybe Jack can finish the other half of this crackpot theory, but I don't know how she would know that Pierre Chang died, if he died in the Purge. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Charlie from Orlando. After watching Some Like It Hoth, I saw that Hurley seems to be talking about trying to fix things in the future, like writing the script for Star Wars or even fixing global warming, which makes me think that Hurley does not believe in the what happened happens theory. And based on what he said about the station and how it took the plane down, I think at some point Hurley is going to try to destroy the station that took their plane down to try to make it so it never actually happened. That's my theory. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Faith from Tennessee. So I wanted to let you know what lies in the shadow of the statue. It's Benjamin Linus, standing there, lying, as always. Just thought you should know. Sorry to ruin it for you. I'm telling you, though. Ben.
All right, thank you for this call.
What happened to spoiler alert?
What, for Star Wars?
No, for the Ben, for Faith saying it's Ben lying. You get it?
Yes, I get it.
You don't? You didn't think it was funny?
No, I thought it was funny.
Jeez, why don't you go get a migraine or something? What a downer.
And I'm sorry if we spoil it for Star Wars. I'm sorry.
I think that was just a joke.
I know it was a joke, but if there is anybody that would seriously say, I'm sorry.
I did listen to the recap. It was spot on.
What,
the whole Star Wars recap? spot on. Just spot on.
Well, they had all three Star Wars playing on Spike TV yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I watched parts of it.
It's hard to watch it when it's got commercials.
Well, yeah. But you know, like, ever sometimes, like, you actually have the movie on DVD or something, but it's, like, on TV, and you just, like, watch it on TV.
I do that all the
anyway.
Time, like, yeah. Dirty Dozen or Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah. It's like, you could just go get the DVD and watch it faster than watching it with the commercials, but it's just like, well, it's on TV already.
Yeah. But I do that all the
time. Yeah, I know. It's
like,
funny.
Like Band of Brothers will be on the History Channel.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. Even though I have all the DVDs.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll have commercials, I'll go, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's, I don't.
Why?
That'd
because,
be a good, like, psychological.
You know why? Because I'll tell you what it is right now.
What?
The remote is here. The DVDs are over there. I'd have
to
get
in,
up.
Pull them out, and then.
I just can't do it.
It's part of that lazy generation.
Yeah, it's part of the Generation L.
Anyway,
that's why they wear Depends when they're watching TV.
That would be like your dream situation, having a toilet in the seat as you're watching TV.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Never having to get up. Well, that's why you have the pause button now.
Ah, yes, yes.
And then we had David. Alana is part of a third group.
A lot of people are saying that. I don't know. I think she's part of Ben.
Could they be part of the DI coming back to claim? Because all their stuff is there. All their hatchet, well, not all of them. One's
but
gone.
The code name stuff, that was part of when Ben was in control of the island.
Yeah, it's true.
We just don't know if that whole snowman thing was part of Ben's Dharma Initiative, fake faux Dharma Initiative, or the real one that Edmund was part
of. Well, now,
of
is the sort. Was the third group responsible for the plane crash, or the fake one?
Hmm.
Not the original fake
yeah.
one.
I'm going to say no. I think Whitmore is part of that.
Yeah,
right?
I think
Whitmore's a bad guy.
Also, we forgot Matt. Miles, how does he has mom know that Marvin Candle is actually dead if they left before the purge happened? Maybe. Unless they didn't leave. Unless she sees him killed as she's leaving the island.
Maybe something like that.
I think it's something like that.
Yeah. It's either that or she was just lying because she's still bitter.
Yeah, because when he asks where the body is, she does hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's not dead.
Possibly. Remember your old, old theory that once they get to the question mark hatch, that it would be an old...
No, it's the underwater hatch.
Is it the underwater hatch?
The underwater hatch that Marvin Candle would be in the bottom, would be in the underwater hatch.
He'd be like, oh, I'm going to tell you all the secrets. And then he would die.
Because that's how an episode of Lost is.
Yes, yes. But I won't even get into that. But I will say that for next week's Next on Lost.
Next on Lost, the TV show.
So do you have some emails?
We have more emails here. We got Jim from Ohio.
Okay.
Hey, guys, this is Jim from Ohio. I don't know why I'm doing this. In an attempt to get Charlotte safe from the future,
mm-hmm.
I believe that Daniel is responsible for the incident. Okay. He can't change the future, but love overpowers him and a reason he creates the incidents. That will trigger the others to find out what Dharma is going on, doing in the territory. Then the Lossies will have to make a decision whose side they are on.
Mm.
So what do you think?
I'd say it's interesting. I think it's a possibility.
It could happen. You never know. And we have one here from Daryl. I've been listening to this podcast, your podcast, for about a year now. I have to admit, although Jack takes a lot of slack for what he says, I get him. My favorite parts are the nostalgic look back on his own past. I remember the Chiclet machines, the 25-cent bottle cap, bottles of pop. Along those lines, my wife noticed that...
Because from Ohio, we called it pop.
Pop. No, this is Daryl from... it was Jim from... I don't know where Daryl's from.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I go to Ohio, they call it pop.
They call it back east, they call it... Yeah. Anywhere back east, they call it pop.
Crazy. Wait, we are east.
We're southern.
Oh, okay.
I don't
so
know
back east, northeast.
I don't know what they call it here. They call it...
I think they call it soda here.
Soda.
I just call it Coke.
My wife noticed the 1977 Dharma beer cans are pop tops, not pull tabs.
Ah.
Sorry if anyone else noticed this.
So, okay, you know this. When did they change the tabs?
It had to be in the 80s.
Because the 80s,
you know, you pulled the thing off and it would come off. And there was an episode of Emergency that really freaked me out because I used to do the same thing. Used to pull the thing off and drop it in the drink.
What?
And then there was this episode where the guy actually was drinking it and choked on it.
Oh.
So the Rampart had to go up there. And so after watching that episode, I never did it again.
Man, I wouldn't do that now because, like, what if you've been drinking a while so you're less, like, coherent?
I was 9 or 10.
Oh, you're 9 or 10. Oh, okay, I didn't know if that.
How much soda could I be possibly drinking that would get me that incoherent?
Well, if it was into the 80s, you graduated high school in 1980, so
yeah, this was Mercy was on the
70s. Remember when that show was on. So
Randolph Mantooth, come on, and also Anthony Cooper, Kevin Tye was Anthony Cooper's dad. He was also on Mercy, so it is Lost related. We're not off topic,
but remember going back like when our house was like put the old townhouse in and like we were renovating the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there was whole whatever those are from those cans like in the walls and
yeah,
stuff.
So they were drinking beer. And explains why the wall wasn't level. Remember I kept saying, why is this wall not level? Well, there are all these little beer can tabs.
Yeah, like in the whatever of the house.
In the house. It was nice, sweet. And then we have Beth from Ohio.
Okay.
So it's an Ohio day. Is it just me or during the scene when the numbers are being nailed into the Swan Station, mm-hmm. the guy who is putting the numbers in says, hey, Len, what were those numbers? Is that Lenny from Santa Rosa?
Interesting. I don't think so, though.
I went back to listen to it, and I can't tell if he's saying Len or not.
Did you put the closed caption?
No, because I didn't have the remote.
Oh, okay.
It was over there. I didn't think about doing that, but I was like, I listened to it like 3 times. I couldn't tell.
Okay.
This is Nicole from Erie, PA. We do a lot of cool things in Erie, PA.
You're pretty crazy in Erie, PA. Erie, PA.
Nice. At one time, we stayed out way past midnight. how great is it to hear you boys go on about Star Wars? Ha ha. Hey, question. What are the guys going to do after this? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What are we going to do after the show is over? Sleep.
Yeah, yeah. But we got newdia.tv.
Yep.
It's going to be a big thing. And then the Jay and Jack show will kind of take over as our like main podcast.
Well, what I'm going to do is, I've said this before with Lost.
Okay.
Is I'm about 6 months after it's over, I'm going to take all 6 seasons
mm-hmm.
and just sit back and watch it, not have to worry about what's happening, not have to take down notes, not have to worry about if I'm saying something wrong, doing something wrong. I'm just going to enjoy it for the great show that it is
mm-hmm.
and just enjoy it.
Well, that's why it's really fun watching Battlestar Galactica right now. Just, I'm almost done with the first season. It's a really good show. It's a really good show. But I still have like that lost mindset where I sit there and I analyze things like, oh, that's that, that.
Yeah, see, I want to watch it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Just probably one of the best shows ever in the history of, mm-hmm. of television, in my opinion, up there with MASH and some of the other ones.
Yeah.
And just go, wow, that just...
And I see people have been saying about Battlestar Galactica, but it's also, it's very like allegorical at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to go on any message boards. I can just enjoy the show. And then, by the way, Miles totally looks like Rufio.
See? Now, dude, that, okay, now, I started... Okay, I was the first one that said Rufio. And
now, is Rufio from Hook?
From Hook, yeah.
All right, people. I can admit that he does look a lot like Rufio. I saw the screen caps and stuff like that. Please stop saying it's a great movie.
Dude, okay. On Twitter, I'd say there was at least over, like, 200 people that were saying... Rufio. It looks like Rufio.
Okay,
people
he does going, look Rufio like Rufio, awesome. But please stop saying, we get an email saying, Hook's a great movie. Hook's, come on. Godfather, great movie. Star Wars, A New Hope, great movie. Hook, you could like it, but don't say it's a great movie.
For people of my generation, it was one of those great movies.
That's what you guys are hanging your hat on?
No, I'm just saying. Like you, Hook. Okay, like, Hook. Hook. Like kids from your, you had Logan's Run. It's a crappy movie, but it has a special place in your heart.
Because it was different. But I wouldn't say it, to me it's I love the movie. But yeah. Would I say it's up there with the Godfather or
I Star never Wars said A Hook New was Hope? Up there with Godfather.
When you say great, what's better than great?
Amazing.
Me? I mean, really, come on, what's better than great?
But no, Ralph texted me yesterday, he was like, hey, were you like the first one to talk about the Rufio thing? I was like, yeah, I think since we published the show really early that morning.
I wonder if Ralph is going to see the new Star Trek movie.
But he then said, oh, crap, I had all this stuff planned for. And I was like, you can use it. Just make sure you know I beat you.
But I wonder if he's going to see the new Star Trek movie.
Of course he is. Why not?
Because he's afraid.
There's no Khan.
Khan! No, I think there's a young Khan in the movie. I'm just kidding. There's not going to be any.
I know the Romulans are in it, but.
I'm just joking. I know my daughters are going to go see it, even though they've never watched a single episode, because the guy playing Kirk, he's hot.
Carlene's the same way. Though.
He's hot.
Like, new Kirk's so hot, I never seen it before. But
and I go, how can you watch a movie like that? Then I remembered I watched the movie Zap, which was Scott Baio and, what's that kid from Eight is Enough? Willie Ames and Heather Thomas.
Well, yeah, so now I've
and
been
that's
like,
why I watched it, because it had Heather Thomas.
I've been kind of teaching her like the mythology of Star Trek, because there's a lot of crappy movies that you don't really need to see. Or
like Star Trek, the motion picture.
Yeah, but then Khan, Wrath of Khan's good, and there's a couple other ones, and like some of the newer ones of Next Generation. But anyway, we digress.
Yes, we're getting off
topic. Do we have any more emails?
We have this last one, but I'm going to save it for the end.
Okay, all right, so let's get into last tweet back.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. People have been saying that they hate the birds. But it'll be here until the song is.
We're getting emails and stuff from people that are like jogging and looking around.
It is pretty natural sounding.
It is.
It's relaxed. It pans between the two headphones.
It's like being at the San Diego Zoo in the bird aquarium thing. Or
aquarium?
Bird, not,
is it an avium or something like that? Aviary?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I guess aquarium wouldn't be good for birds.
Isn't it Scripps Aviary or something like that?
No, it's at the zoo.
Well, I know what I'm saying, but it's called like Scripps because like the what's that whatever her name is
Scripps.
Like,
it's a Scripps family, yeah.
Yeah, to make the zoo, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, so first up here, Nino Divine at Jane Jack. The Jughead is buried in the shadow of the statue, and Brahms' group is the U.S. military coming back to blow it up.
Could be, but U.S. military.
Yeah.
Well, why would they blow it up?
Finish what they started?
Leave no bomb behind?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they want to get rid of the island. The island's evil.
Well, a video a question on the next vidcast, which is going to be out today as well on Nudia.tv, had a similar theory, and we talk about that more in depth.
Right.
But
which led to a crackpot theory.
Yes. But Pirate Opus asked, I have a name for the new segment on the podcast, Tweets from the Hurley Bird.
Ah. I like that, because so, you got the birds flowing around.
There was a couple ones saying something to do with Hurley Bird, but most were just like, keep tweet back. It's amazing. JJ, you're amazing. I don't know me as JJ, but Jay, you're amazing. Vegas Hill. Pierre Chang's grave is what lies in the shadow of the statue.
Huh. Unless they didn't have a chance to bury him.
No.
They just threw him in that pit.
I
mean, really? I mean,
yeah. I don't know. Ohio Mike. I think the shadow of the statue people are the current members of Dharma. they kind of act hippie enlightened.
Yeah.
They're a little weird. And
nothing wrong with being a hippie.
Eric Austin Lee. I thought Jorge's favorite line would have been, you're just jealous that my superpowers are better than yours.
That was a good line. He had some great lines.
That one had so many great. So it was tough.
Well, you know, we got a lot of emails from people, and I've been reading other message boards and stuff. People said they think that Hurley, why they're trying to make him so stupid. His character, like he blurts out information. Well, that's what he's always done.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to dumb him down. I think that's his character. I mean, it's him. There's some people just can't keep a secret. I know people like that. If I want something given out, and I don't want to, I tell them purposely so they'll go say
exactly.
It.
Hurley's been that way since. Remember, in the first season, was it the hypochondriac guy just like, well, don't tell, or was it ours? Don't tell him because then everyone will know it anyway.
Right,
and it's just kind of been like the running character. Joke. Yeah.
He can't change what he is. That's what he is. There's just people like that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's like that. She'll tell.
Oh my gosh.
Say hey, don't say anything, and 2 minutes later,
everyone knows.
It's on her Twitter. You know, Ashton Kutcher has over 1 million.
Oh, did he reach 1 million?
He's like 1 million, and I just became his Twitter friend.
He was the first one. He was actually...
He was racing CNN.
Yeah, he was racing CNN to be the first
one. Actually, I saw it on Oprah.
Uh-huh.
Because Oprah's now twitting.
Oh, is she now?
And she got like 3,000 in the span of like 15 minutes.
I believe it.
So we're behind Oprah.
A little bit.
I'm now Oprah's Twitter friend, though. I'm following
Oprah. Oh, are you just following Oprah now?
I just went on and did it. I don't know.
Well, you can follow us at Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. But Kristen from E-Online actually jumped up around 6,000.
Oh! So. Now I'm mad.
But we're close to 5,000. We're at 4,860-something.
We're almost ahead of the Twitter-holic, Ryan from The Transmission.
Which is amazing.
So we're trying to pass him.
But
we had another one. It was from... You didn't print... I thought you'd print it up.
Okay.
Is what makes... criticizing me, I guess, for what makes a great leader.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember that one, yeah.
So something about someone who, you think someone who shouldn't follows have blindly, blinders, follows blindly, and doesn't, what was the other one? Follows blindly. Well, anyway, no. A great leader, anyone makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not anyone who doesn't make mistakes. My biggest, and I've had some great emails with people going back and forth the last couple of weeks with the email account.
Uh-huh.
We've been arguing, but I always draw this. I go, what the biggest problem Locke has is he makes all his judgments based solely on emotion, what he feels, his emotions.
Uh-huh.
And you can't lead that way. I said earlier, if Jack goes all the way to a man of faith, he'll be making a mistake. You have to have some facts behind you to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I like a guy who's like three steps ahead. Like we're seeing Sawyer. Sawyer has been doing a good job, but his plan is falling apart because he's based on a lie. Mm-hmm. You know, and now that the three people have come back, Hurley, Kate, and Jack, it's screwed them all up. He's not thinking clearly. He went and helped Kate based on emotion. He wasn't thinking. And then he relied on Miles to help him out, and Miles screwed up.
Yep, exactly.
You cannot lead with emotions, and that's Locke's biggest problem. He wants to believe so bad that, you know, like his dad's going to be his friend. How many times has his dad screwed him over? How many times has Ben screwed him over? I said, I like Locke. I want Locke to succeed in the end. It would be nice if Locke got some closure and he actually was successful at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't. I don't follow people blindly.
Yeah.
I mean, leaders have to, it's like, I don't think there's anybody in the world I agree with 100%. I've even asked people, I go, well, you, in the question, not one person has said yes, except I think you. Would you follow Locke?
Yeah,
based on what you know and what you've seen, would you follow Locke?
Yes.
Even Rose, who knew that he was in a wheelchair before he was on the island and knew that the island had changed his life, said
I
she would
follow Locke.
She said, I would never fall that man
and
anywhere.
And then I'd die in a plane crash.
I would never fall. Even Rose, who knew exactly what Locke had been through, knew he was in a wheelchair in the airport, would not follow Locke.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these people, like today, President Obama. You have Keith Olbermann on one side who thinks he does nothing wrong. You have Sean Hannity on the other side who thinks he does nothing right.
Yeah.
How can that be possible?
Mm-hmm.
People make mistakes. So it's not like you don't expect them to make the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Locke's biggest problem. He always makes the same mistake. So I hope I've cleared that up.
Okay. All right. So what do you say we close out the show?
I say we do it.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Monday.
Sorry for the short show, but Jay's just got a migraine. This is crazy.
Yes. I feel like someone just like scooped my brains out of my head with a spoon and like ate them.
What movie was that? A movie like that.
Is that Hannibal where he cooks a guy's brains?
Oh, he does, but there's a movie where the guy does it where he's actually alive. But I have an email at the end that's kind of spoilerish, so I'll at the very, very... Oh, wait, we didn't do the contest update.
Let's do the contest update as we're closing out the show.
Okay, the dude count has been dude changed count. From 12 to 13. There was a hidden dude in there.
Okay.
So I found the dude, so it's 13. So now the dude count for the season is up to 48.
Woo!
That's a lot of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anyone's going to get this right.
I think I'm already out.
I mean, that's a lot of dudes. Hurley's been in 11 episodes. Okay. Jen has been in 7 episodes. Abaddon 1, Charlotte 6, Rose 2, Bernard 2. Will we ever see them again?
Oh, here's my question about like the dude count.
Mm-hmm.
So are you doing kind of like Price is Right where you have to either be below or exactly at, you can't be over?
I think you had to have it right on.
So it's like if nobody gets it and it's, like the it's, second
it's
closest? Just,
it's no, I...
So you have to be exactly on
you,
or you
exactly,
don't get it.
You have to be exactly okay. on, so it's, okay. It's worth 108 points. So.
All right.
Rose and Bernard at 2 episodes... And they have not been seen since.
Yeah, it's been a while. M.I.A.
Will we see them again?
Don't know. But if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Yeah, it's 206-309-0311.
I'm sorry, 30.
You leave me hanging.
I'm sorry. You want to do it again?
We're on GS Dragon. Ready?
206-309-0311. Call anytime. Your last comments and questions and or theories.
Also, you can check out our website, jandjack.com, for all
important information
related to the show. Also, you can follow us on twitter.com/JandJack. Be kept up to date with all that is going on in the world of Jay and Jack.
Or you can follow me at Crackpot Jack.
Yes, or I at Luke Vank.
I don't think I've even made a post yet.
I know, yours is like really boring, in all fairness.
I haven't thought of anything to say yet.
But the following Jay and Jack one's best one to know what's going on, like when our show's posted and other stuff like from Nudia.tv or...
Again, what's the best way for a technical question? If someone has something that's not wrong, like say there, we had a question today. Someone's it wasn't working on iTunes. What's the best thing? Is resubscribe to it?
Yeah, delete it and resubscribe because sometimes it's just a bad download. It happens. It's like an error in the download. You know, we get like 50,000 downloads for an episode. There's gonna be like errors, and sometimes
because we'll get that every now and then. I said I didn't know you had to delete it first, but you have to delete it,
and
then
re-download.
Resubscribe.
Yeah,
okay.
Delete it, unsubscribe, then resubscribe, and when you resubscribe, it'll re-download it.
Now, when you resubscribe, when you unsubscribe, you say unsubscribe forever,
no.
Or you just do
just unsubscribe and then subscribe again.
Okay.
Or if you don't want to go through all of that, you can just go to jandjack.com and right-click download the link there on the bottom that shows below, usually below.
And some of the emails that weren't read to your emails might be read on next Monday's podcast.
Yes, next Monday's podcast. We are taking this week off.
We're watching the recap show, but we're not going to podcast on the recap show. We'll probably
recap enough. We don't need to recap a recap.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Hopefully, it'll give me enough time to recover from this migraine right now.
You've been doing this with your eyes closed the whole time.
Yeah, it really hurts.
And the lights are off, which makes it even easier for me to see the small print.
I'm sorry. Maybe we should get you like one of those little book lights.
When they have on The Amazing Race, they walk around like those headbands.
Oh, like a miner's thing?
Yeah, miner's thing.
We'll get like one of those really old school miner's things where actually like a flint and like a little flame.
Yeah. You ever hear that Howie Mandel joke?
No, I haven't. What is it?
The guy goes, you know, he goes...
Because Howie Mandel used to be funny.
Howie Mandel's hilarious. He goes, my brother, yeah, he's all upset. You know, he's just dating this girl for 3 years. And uh-huh. He had to break up with her because he found out she was a miner. Goes, oh, my God, a miner. He goes, well, I knew the whole time she had charcoal on her face and a helmet with a light on and stuff like that. So.
You know, that guy had a full head of hair. Why did he shave his head?
I think he's a germ. He's a germaphobe, so I think the...
The hair was just too much for him?
I guess he didn't want to comb his hair. I don't know.
All right, so...
I don't know why.
I'm just asking. Maybe you're a Howie Mandel fan. I thought maybe
I love Howie Mandel, but it's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He always carried around that handbag that was a hand bag.
What?
He'd have come out with like props, and he'd have this bag. It was a giant hand. He called it his handbag. I love how... That's funny stuff.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next
month.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
We
had an email, yes.
Crackpot email.
Okay.
If you're done with it, why don't we say goodbye?
Okay. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
All right. So let's get into this crackpotty email.
Oh, it's from Tan, and he...
So is it spoilery or something? Why are you keeping this till the end?
It's from the official Lost podcast. And
okay.
Some people don't listen to it and it might have something. It's probably not spoilers, but I don't want to get...
Okay, but just in case, we're warning you right now, just stop listening.
Right. And it starts out, you heard it here first, guys. It doesn't say guys. It rhymes with witches.
Okay.
But I don't want to say that. A while back on the, he says on the Lost podcast, but it must be the
I wonder, do bees have itches?
They might. On the official Lost podcast, he says Lost podcast, which is us, but the official Lost podcast, one of the producers mentioned that what I thought was going on at the end of Lost, at least what the island's future. They were answering a question about Ellie and the nuke. I'm saying Jughead. One of them mentioned that the book The Stand, specifically the Trash Man, mm-hmm. Trash Can Man.
Okay.
If you've ever read The Stand, remember it. The Trash Can Man was a servant that had a knack for repairing weapons. He falls out of favor with Randall Flagg and all this other stuff. So his thing is that the island's going to be blown up
mm-hmm.
by this Randall Flagg or whatever it is. Well, here first, I said that about a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a theory. It's been going around, like, the blowing everything up.
Yeah, should I give the crackpot theory or save it for make him go to Nudea?
Go to Nudea, .tv.
Is that fair?
Yeah, it's free to view. We're not charging you anything.
Okay, then you have to go to Nudea.tv
and check out the latest Lost vidcast.
With the crackpot theory.
And we do not sell out.
No, never.
All right, so...
But if you want to know, just send me
an email. There was also a listener theory of the week, too. Someone had, like, a blowing up everything theory as well.
Right. So, it's been going out there for a while, ever since we saw...
Based on The Stand, yeah.
Based on The Stand and based on Jughead. So I think that's really what's going to happen. I think someone is going to blow up that island. I thought Desmond for the longest time, but now I've changed my mind.
All right.
Just because Penny didn't die.
All right, so we'll see you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.